Committee of the Whole Village around Lake, March 3rd.
I'd like to call to order the Committee of the Whole meeting for the Village of Round Lake on March 3, 2014 at 7:13 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Clemens.
Present.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Simoncelli.
Present.
Trustee Turpin.
Present.
Trustee Wozinski.
Present.
May I get a motion for item 2.1 to approve the minutes of the Committee of the Whole meeting of February 18, 2014.
So,
motion made by Trustee Trippon, seconded by Trustee Newby. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any public comment? Committee of the Whole, Community Development. Anything, Mr. Fry?
Not this time.
Human Resource and Finance.
Budget coming up, so everybody watch out for your vote comments.
Public Works.
Yes, simple piece of information.
You're being timed.
Our LED street lights for downtown is fixtures came in. That's what it looks like.
Show us the lighted part, Ron. Tip it so we can see the LEDs. There's little puppies.
Certainly I'll stay here with these. A lot of individual lights have a trademark of the LED lights. One of the main advantages besides energy savings, this will direct most of the light down. As compared to what we have had, the metal halide, where if a lot of it is directed. And so don't know precisely yet how much more light there will be at the ground level or the eye level than we have today, but should be substantially noticed. We are going to start installation Thursday. I will be distributing weather to the downtown area, so that they know in advance there is going to be a change. Certainly that will encourage feedback. And if you recall, this has got a grant for 50% of material cost. 65 street lights, some of which will also be in our parking lot in that 65. Happy to answer questions now.
One of the things that we talked about today is when we start the installation of it, we'll try to do an area where one side of the street might have the new ones and leave the old ones on the other side of the street and invite the board out to take a look at them so we can see the difference. That light, what is it, Ron, at 80 watts puts out the same lumens as the other one at 200 watts. So, you know, hopefully it's going to be brighter, more focused, and savings.
That will last quite a bit longer without degradation. And for the 100,000 hour burn time is what OED manufacturers are advertising versus about 5,000 hours on a metal
head. I'd like to thank the board on this. Shows that we're trying to be progressive. I think this is important. Thank you, Ron. Building.
Excuse me, sir.
Oh, special.
Shall we start with Newby and work our way back over here? I could get right at this point. No, okay, so it's been, we had the meeting, and we did our trying to get things moving, keep things going. We're trying to establish guidelines in the meetings as to what we want to accomplish at each meeting. The date has been confirmed. What's the date?
September 6th.
September 6th. No, flipping through my phone today. So, for the hometown festival, it'll be September 6th. We did discussion at the special events meeting, as well as went around the room, asked everybody where they stand on things, and as we want to go through the hitter timeline so we can move things along, we decided that we would like to have it at, continue to move forward at the current location versus building out the new location. We don't have to take a vote at the board level for that. It's a recommendation, but also, plus not even, that's what we're saying, that we're like, it's more like a staff administration type of decision, so then we have to go through to the board. Am I saying that correctly, or am I kind of fumbling how I get that out?
There are no committees, so it particularly can't be a committee decision.
Right.
At the same point, there's nothing under your current code that puts that sort of placement of a community event under discretion of the board. And usually that's a decision that's taken up by staff. So, if, I mean, as long as there's no objection by anybody here at the board, you don't have a topic conversation or anything, there doesn't need to be a formal vote, either at the committee or at the board level.
So basically, we would like to host it at the from discussion to meeting, the consensus was to host it at the current location versus developing the new one, investing in the new location, and preparing all that. I would like, moving forward, for us to, Vicki as well, I believe, for things that need to be voted on, I would like to know what everybody wants us to actually vote on at the board level for this event, because otherwise we're going to be bringing things, every single thing, the vendors, what activities, every single detail to the board for a decision, and we're not going to get anything accomplished.
Personally, I feel it's a departure from where we've been in the past. You might want to bring it for more discussion, but if it's the same as what we've done in the past, it's already been accepted.
Unless you don't have to bring it for the
board. Well, but I'm saying, like, if we're going to have somebody else doing, you know, something different, but it's still a vendor type of thing. Anyway, one thing we're looking at doing is developing a survey, which we'll be sending out up in Alcatty Patio, get it out to all of you, BCC, and everybody who's been attending the special events meeting. What the survey is going to do is just going to ask for the person's age completing the survey and what type of preferences they have, such as music, live bands, or DJ, what type style of music they would like to have playing, what type of events would draw them in. We're looking at activities. What we're trying to do is kind of find something that makes the Round Lake hometown stuff unique. You know, there's, I've mentioned before, Lakeville, they have a little fire hose thing where they shoot the barrels down the thing. You look forward to it because it's something you only get to do once a year. And same as that giant tomato fight. I mean, come on, cool. How many times do you get to have a giant tomato fight? So, you know, we've got ideas such as giant, like, two-woman wrestling suits, or getting into a giant bubble where we pull people down in the bubble, or doing a giant foam party type of thing. So we are looking at those type of things. Do you want us to bring those things to the board first? So, I mean, it's still activity, still fun things. Okay.
Who knows?
We're good. So that's what we have. So that's a little bit of what we're looking at doing. Watch for that survey. Please, we discussed originally just having it sent out to just, you know, the youth to kind of get more of the youth crowds drawn in, get them more active in our village. However, I don't think it's a bad idea, especially if we have just about anybody really participate and fill it out. I mean, it's really for the residents here, so let's find out what the residents like. And just so we have a little bit of the age group so we can kind of make sure we get a good mix of everything for everybody. So, and if there's any questions on there that you see that you would like to have, maybe as the first copy, you had to just BCC out to the board, and they could throw in the 2 cents of any additional questions or rephrases they'd like on it.
Okay.
I'll try to get that to you by Wednesday, and then get a couple of questions to get you back here, so we can get out to everybody else for their turnaround before our next special events meeting on the 13th. And I think I'll cut my talking there so that we can call it a for now and evening and anything else. See you on the 13th. Work them your suggestions before then. The 13th at 6 o'clock here. In the conference room.
The only other thing I want to add to it that was discussed too is, again, thinking of the focusing on what is this event going to support. Do we want to support a charity? What do we want to focus on? What is the purpose of Hometown Fest rather than just having a little get-together that we can have fun? Something to give back to the community. I'm all in favor of that. But I think it needs more. I think it needs to be really focused, and I think a charity is a good start. Not saying that's it, but really need a lot of help on this. Dawn and Vicki mentioned about, you know, things that we would like to see happen at the event that would make it fun, that would want kids to stay for the duration and not be yanking them on, yes, shirt tail to go home because they're bored. But those are events at it. What do we want to be known for? What is this thing going to drive? So put on your thinking caps. We need a lot of input on this. Thanks, Dawn and Vicki. Building and zoning, anything, Russ? Commander, thank you. Anything from the police department? Thanks for being here. Administration, anything from that hat? Any new topics? May I get a motion to adjourn? Motion made by Trustee Tripon, seconded by Trustee Clements. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion adjourned at 7:24. 3 lunches. 3 lunches.